Hey y'all, welcome to Marcy in the Middle, a podcast about transitions and the middle of life. Here we talk about everything from relationships to finding your place in the world and lots more. We'll talk with friends from all walks of life and find out what they've learned along the way. So whether you feel young or old or somewhere in between, this is the place for you. Welcome to the Middle. Welcome to Marcy in the Middle. I am so excited today. I say that every week. I'm always super excited, but today I think I have the youngest guest that's ever been on and one of my favorite humans alive, Mrs. Chloe Hyatt. Welcome to the podcast, Chloe.
Hi.
She's very excited to be here. I met Chloe about, we've discovered, we think it was 2015-2016, doing some graphic design work together. And April is Organ Donation Awareness Month. I'm sure some of you may know that. Many of you may not. And we actually got to work together with Chloe and Morgan, her sister. They did a billboard for us at the bank doing kind of a PSA about organ donation. And they were the cutest. I won't say cutest now. I'll say the most beautiful supermodels. And Chloe and Morgan also have been a huge inspiration. If you're local listening or watching this, then I don't even have to say two words about who they are. You'll know them. If you're not, then you're going to hear a great story about a very resilient and determined and beautiful young woman who is just killing it at life, I think. And I just thought her story would be worth hearing. So before I give all the goods away, I'm going to pitch it to Chloe and just say, tell us just a little bit about yourself and how old you are, and then we'll commence with your story.
My name is Chloe Hyatt. I'm 20 years old. I've lived in Atoka my whole life.
Me too. You're good. Keep going. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay, so you're 20?
Yes.
Living in Atoka, as we all are still. It's a good place to be most of the time. Why don't you talk a little bit about your childhood and kind of one of the, it was a shock, I'm sure, to your family, but tell us a little bit about your diagnosis.
Yes. When I was, right when I was born, I was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, which is a genetic lung disease. My older sister, Morgan, also had it. She was diagnosed at 3 months old.
Okay.
It affects your lungs, your pancreas, really the main parts of your body, mostly lungs.
Okay.
It's almost guaranteed that I will have to have a lung transplant one day.
Okay. Which is why we are pro-organ donation.
Yes.
So you found out when you were an infant. I didn't know you guys knew that early.
Yeah, Morgan was 3 months when she was diagnosed. And then newborn screening, it was part of newborn screening when I was born.
Okay, very good. So you're diagnosed, and I know you're not the parent in the situation, but what do you remember as a kid? Like, do you remember learning about what CF was, or was it probably just a part of your life
a little bit? Yeah, it was a part of my life. I do an hour and a half worth of breathing treatments every day, which is a vest that I put on, and it literally shakes me.
Yeah.
I do that for 30 minutes at a time, along with inhaled medications.
Okay.
I take a handful of pills every day.
Okay.
It's just normal to me.
Right.
I've been in and out of the hospital my whole life, and that's just normal to me, too. Usually about every 6 months I go in just for what we call maintenance, just strong IV antibiotics to get the bugs out of my lungs.
Okay. Did you do that all the time growing up as well?
My lungs actually weren't as bad as they are now when I was little. I think I had a few surgeries when I was like newborn, but when I was about 10, I think is when like the regular hospital stays started.
Okay. You started doing treatments, and Morgan, or who we call Mo,
yes,
is lovingly determined Mo. She was ahead of you. Were you guys kind of doing the same type treatments?
Yes. We done the same things until when she was 8 years old, she got listed for, and received a double lung transplant. So she stopped doing the breathing treatment part of it.
Okay. And so once you do a transplant, do the lungs stay healthy after that, or is it an ongoing process?
Really, it just depends on how healthy the lungs are. Morgan's lungs lasted until she was 14, and then she was relisted for another transplant.
Okay.
She took medicine that they called anti-rejection mm-hmm. medicine. So she took those every day, and I think that that is what kept the lungs healthy.
Yeah, and kept, yeah, kept her body from rejecting them. Yes. Okay. Did she ever do a second transplant?
Yes, when she was 14, I think 14, yeah. Okay. Time runs together.
Okay.
I think that she was 14 when she got her second one.
Okay.
Which is super rare for people to even get a second yeah. transplant.
Yeah. Well, she had a lot of people going to battle for her.
Yes,
and
for sure.
A lot of people praying for her. So up to this point, you're just doing your daily work,
yes.
basically. Definitely part of your life. And what did that mean for you, like, as a kid? In school and at home, were there things that you missed out on? Were there things that you did instead of other things you might have done? How did that, like, play into your childhood? I know it's so normal for you that you may not even think anything about it.
It is my normal, so I don't think, wow, I missed out on that.
Right.
But my parents, honestly, were great. They always made my life as normal as it could be.
Yes.
I got to go to all the sleepovers that I wanted to. I would just take my breathing treatments
Great.
With me. And it did, having a lung disease did teach me a responsibility, because I was held accountable to take care mm-hmm. of that stuff for me.
Yeah.
So it really was, I mean, I didn't play sports because all the running, my lungs
sure.
couldn't
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
I did show animals. I showed goats in high school.
Yes.
Morgan showed goats. So I do feel like our parents made our life as normal.
Yes.
as our normal could be.
Absolutely.
We went to school at Tushka, and the baseball and softball team both were so great to include us. They wore purple jerseys. They,
yes.
I mean, we were in all the pictures when they got trophies.
Yes, you were.
They were
That's
so
right.
great.
Yeah. I love, everything is not magical in a small town, but many things are really
yes.
good, and the sense of community and having a team of people.
Yes. And the prayers.
Supporting you, and the prayers are, I mean, I think we'll only know how much that mattered when we're in heaven
right.
on the other side. But, yeah, I can remember watching you guys grow up from a distance, even though we were in Atoka. And you couldn't tell that you were missing out on anything. And I know there were sacrifices and things, but it's great that you got to enjoy the typical sleepovers.
Yes.
And Ag is just great. And
yes.
FFA for showing. I remember Morgan. And obviously you too, but she was like an animal whisperer.
Yes.
Like,
she had the biggest heart for all the animals.
Yes. Yes, she did. And just the greatest mom. We have Morgan's picture. We brought her along for the ride. So she's 14. She gets a double lung transplant, and you are doing your treatments with her. I mean, just the daily and yearly
yes.
kind of maintenance on your body. What... When did Morgan pass away?
April 7th, 2018.
Okay, 2018. Yes. If you don't care, I know that topic is very sensitive. I lost a brother when he was 14, and it's hard to talk about, but we also always want to talk about him
yes.
because there's so many good memories, and I know you guys feel the same about Mo. What was that like for you as a baby sister? I was the older sister to my brother, and so I wonder what your take was just on that.
It was simply the hardest thing that I ever went through. I think a lot of my thing is I have survivor's guilt. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, well, Morgan done all the things right too, and I mean, if anything, I've probably slacked off way more than she ever did.
You're the baby.
Yes. But I truly, that whole time, I just felt a peace knowing that she was not suffering
mm-hmm.
anymore, because I seen her. I mean, she drove a scooter because she would get
mm-hmm.
too out of breath.
Yeah.
And she wore oxygen 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So that was hard, but Morgan was not at all a negative person. She didn't
no.
look for pity. She didn't want anyone to feel sorry for
mm-hmm.
her. And so I just think, she would be so mad at me if she knew that I was so upset about this.
Yeah.
But, and there, I mean, you always have that hole in your heart mm-hmm. and the what ifs and wish they were here and all the things mm-hmm. that she doesn't get
yeah.
to do. But it was hard, but truly our community was so amazing the whole time. We, even when she was in Houston getting the transplants, mm-hmm. we had people bringing us dinner and all the prayers. And
yeah.
it truly, without the prayers, I don't know that we could have even made it.
Yeah.
My mom is the strongest woman I know.
She is, me too.
Yes. She, I think if she wouldn't have been so strong,
mm-hmm.
I would probably fall apart. But seeing how strong she is and knowing that that was her daughter, I'm like, mm-hmm. well, if mom can get up and go to work every day, I can get up too.
Yeah. Yeah, it does feed. Your mom is an amazing human in all the ways because yes. she is very strong and she's also very tenderhearted.
Yes.
And I do think in you're 20, but you're old enough to know and you've lived through some things that suffering really, people who have suffered are just another level of kind.
Yes.
And strong and empathetic and your mom is an example of that.
Yes.
Amy is.
Because she lost her mom when she was, I think, 13. Mm. And then she lost a daughter when Mo yeah. was, I don't know, I think about to turn 16.
That's what I was like. Was she 16? Yeah. Close to it? Yeah. Yeah, that is hard. And I know that's got to be hard as the baby sister. It kind of just, in our family, it just takes everyone by surprise. And Mark's mm-hmm. was an accident, so it was quick, and we had not watched right. any suffering. And I think once you've watched suffering, you're terribly sad but also relieved.
Right. And I think that you process it different. I mm-hmm. mean,
yeah,
I lost a best friend a few months after I lost right. my sister, mm-hmm. and I processed those differently, mm-hmm. even Morgan being my sister, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, losing Brock, because that was so unexpected. I got to
yes.
tell my sister goodbye, and
yeah.
I knew that she was ready, and she
yes.
was tired. So I was happy that she was not having mm-hmm. that anymore. She would only feel joy. But
yeah.
with Brock, it was so unexpected.
Mm-hmm. That was extremely unexpected, and another very tragic accident.
Yes.
And just, again, in a small town, we are so close and we know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so when someone loses a member of their family or a tragedy happens or any number of things, you really, it does hurt the community mm-hmm. and it brings the community together.
Yes.
And
we all mourn together.
Yeah, we do. And out of both of their lives, both of those young people were extremely just bright lights to
yes.
everyone that knew them. And you miss that, and you're also greatly inspired by that to live your life to
right.
the fullest. And I know I've watched you do that. I'm like, you're always, I already said this once, but yes, you're a little fashionista and always a positive role model for people coming up. And I know your friends have great respect for you, and it's difficult. It has to be difficult to deal with something like CF just because you have to monitor. I mean,
right.
you don't get a break from it.
Right.
So if you don't feel like doing your breathing treatments, as I'm sure you have not many times in the
right.
past, you still have to keep on plugging away.
Yes. And that's, I mean, in short, it really does. It just sucks. Like, it does. There's no other way
yeah.
to put it. But it's one of those situations. You have the choice to... Are you going to let this bring you down and lay in bed and be sad every single day of your life?
Right.
Or are you going to make the most out of it?
Yeah. Well, I have watched you make the most out of it. And I think that's great because we don't know how long we have, whether you have a diagnosis or not.
Right.
Life is very unexpected and uncertain on this side of heaven. So we have to take advantage of the time
yes.
That we have, and it's very inspiring that you do that every day. What would you say are some of the, you've mentioned it, being responsible, which I think is 100% true. What else do you think kind of dealing with a constant... what does that produce in you, having to deal with something like that daily?
I think lots of different things. I mean, responsibility, but also loving yourself for who you are. And that's something I struggled with, especially in teenage years. Like, I mean, I can't sit in a room without breaking the silence with a cough. Or, you know, one thing that I struggled with the most was bathing suits, because I do have scars on my body. And I was like, well, you know, my best friend doesn't have that. Like, yeah. But I know that those scars are part of my story, and without them, I wouldn't be sitting here today. Yeah. And it is hard because, yeah, people are going to look and point and wonder what the feeding tube is, or wonder why you have six scars on your stomach or whatever it may be. But those are what make you unique. And like I said, it's a part of my story. And if me wearing the bathing suit can bring awareness to my story, or give someone else the confidence to embrace your body and love yourself for who you are, because God doesn't make mistakes, and he knew what he was doing when he created me and when I had a lung disease and had to go through all the things. So that would be my advice, is just, you know, make the most out of what you have and don't take anything for granted.
Mm-hmm. That is some seriously good advice coming from a 20-year-old. And, man, it's just good that you know that. And we all need to know that. I'm 52, and I still have to remind myself of that. And it's hard to, in the world we live in, we feel such pressure.
Yes.
From your age up past my age, to be a certain way, to look a certain way, to perform a certain way, to make sure you make enough money, that you have a nice this, that your body is perfect, that you're smart enough, that you've read enough books, that you've done all the things. And I'm like, nobody can do all the things perfectly. And
it's not even worth trying.
It's not worth trying. It's absolutely not. I feel like if you know, okay, this is my lane, and this is my situation, and I'm definitely going to work hard to make the best out of whatever it is, but I'm not going to be sad because it's not someone else's situation, then you're so far ahead, because the time we waste trying to be something else or hide or avoid who we are and our scars, whether they're physical or emotional or mental, is... you're literally giving your life away, and hours away, that we won't get back.
Right.
And embracing who you are and encouraging other people. That's one of my favorite things to hopefully do, and definitely to watch you do, is for you to say, I'm doing me, you do you. You can do it.
Yeah.
So.
I did want to circle back around.
No,
I just
circled.
Had a thought.
Do it.
You asked how I processed losing my sister.
Yeah.
So I did tell you that Morgan had two double lung transplants. And then when she passed away, we got the call from LifeShare asking if we wanted, Morgan was able to donate her heart valves and corneas.
Wow.
And that is also something that I feel like got my whole family through it, is knowing that she was able to give back.
Yes.
For those families who helped her.
Mm-hmm.
And organ donation will always be something I advocate for and push for, because it gave me so many extra years with my sister that I know I wouldn't have gotten.
No,
So to be able, and Morgan was the most grateful person. Every Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, every year she tried to run a 5K for her for her donor family.
Yeah.
So to be able to, for her to donate to, is just like the full, complete circle of life that you're so grateful for.
That is, I had forgotten about that. And yes, that is amazing. And just such a testimony of her character and your family's character, and just how the world is meant to operate in a world where people hate each other for literally nothing. When you get down to the necessities of life, literally organs, and sharing with other people that you don't get.
Right.
There's nothing, no greater sacrifice than that, and no greater blessing.
Right. And it was easy for my family to say, yes, donate what you can, because we were given that gift of life twice for Morgan. And one day I'm going to be praying for that gift of life for me, I'm sure. But I know that for other families, like if they lost a loved one unexpectedly, it has to be hard to be like, oh, do I actually want to give this person's heart away or whatever it might be?
You do, but another family will be thankful to have it.
So thankful.
Yeah, that's good. I don't remember how long ago, two and a half years ago, you got an unexpected blessing. Let's talk about him.
Oh, Wiley Jack, he's the best thing, the most rotten thing, but you know, my whole life I'd been told that I couldn't have kids. And, I mean, I wasn't trying for a baby, but surprise, you're having a baby. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, this is what?
Yeah.
You know, like.
Shocking?
Yes. But I know now that he's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
But it was hard to be like, oh, because I was like, I'm in no position to be having a baby. Yeah. I'm not ready.
Yeah.
No
one ever is. Right. Chloe, I'll tell you that. Even if you think you are, you don't know.
A little bit of me felt guilty because here I am not having my life together and having a baby. And I know people that are married and so deserving of a baby.
Yeah.
Are struggling to have a baby. Mm-hmm. So I did feel almost a little bit selfish, but that goes back to God has a plan, and I know that this baby is a gift straight from heaven and from God, because my whole pregnancy was so amazing. I mean, I was not sick at all. Actually, it took a while for me to even find out that I was pregnant, but then, like I said, he was perfectly healthy, and now he is so wild. And part of why I know that he's so special is he has healed a part of my family's hearts that we didn't think could ever be filled. We know that he could never take the place of Morgan, but just the love that he has shown us that I never even knew such a love was possible.
Yeah, it's crazy. When you have a baby, you're just like, yeah, well, it took me a minute. I was in shock, and I was planning mine. So I'm just like, yay you for doing so good. Because it is like, okay, well, here we go.
Yes.
And then you have a healthy baby boy and
the
light of your life now. And, that is a treat. It's a treasure for sure for your family. What's your favorite part about being a mom?
Oh, gosh, that's a hard one. He is through and through a mama's boy, no doubt. So I just think that love and the bond that me and him have, like him having to touch my skin to sleep at night or just the smallest things, like the I love you, mama, that's just something I never knew my heart needed, really.
Yeah, so sweet. So sweet. What's the hardest part to you? What do you think's the hardest part about being a mom?
Parenting is just challenging. I mean, like, you know, do you try gentle parenting? Do you not? What do you do there?
Right.
Because, I mean, there's always eyes on you, and people are always going to say, oh, you should do whatever differently.
Yeah.
But I think the hardest part is just honestly not comparing myself to other moms. Like, you know, it took Wiley a while to walk, so I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing as a mom? Am I not giving him enough green vegetables or whatever it might be? Or is he not, because he's the pickiest eater, so I'm like, well, Wiley only eats chicken, so, and other moms are like, oh, well, my kid eats all the things. So I think just,
we hate those moms. Don't be that mom.
Yes. So I think just not comparing myself to other moms, because I am young, and I'm like, do I even know what I'm doing half the time?
Yes, you're doing great.
But I still live with my parents, and they are so good to help.
Yes, it literally takes a village.
Yes.
I don't remember who said that, but you cannot have too many people helping.
My mom said that. I mean, they said that forever with us growing up, and I was like, just actually, but now, I mean, I go in the hospital for a week or 2 weeks at a time, and you know, my parents or my grandparents, my aunts, like everyone literally just pulls together. It's like they have a schedule of who's going to watch
Wiley.
That's
They're probably fighting over who actually gets to keep him. He's so cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think all that's good. And again, the fact that you know not to be looking around. And I know we talk about it, and it's a daily challenge to just say, okay, I can't be worried about anyone else. And literally, there's no book. I feel like no matter when you become a mom, you've never done it before.
Right.
So, and even when you have a second kid, it's probably not going to be anything like the first time around. So you're always learning, and I think just if you can just love them and take a breather every now and then for yourself, find some good helpers to come in and support you. That,
and I preach on, you know, like,
you're good.
What I was saying.
it's happened to me. It'll come back to you.
Just like, love yourself for who you are and don't compare yourself to others.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do that. And I'm like, well, the time's ticking and I'm not married. I'm not, you know, whatever. I don't have a house. I don't, all the things.
The checklist.
Yes. And I mean, I probably cry every single day because I'm like, girl, what are you doing with your life? But it is okay to have bad days. And I think that needs to be normalized more. Like, it's okay to sit in the shower and cry for 5 minutes if that's what you need to do.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And that is something that I think your age is better at than mine. Just acknowledging the feelings that you have. And not that you want to stay in your shower and cry for 3 days. Sometimes we do. But the hot water will run out at some point. You got to get out. But not that you're trying to just dwell on the hard things or the bad things, but to sit with your feelings and even consider why am I sad,
right?
Why am I tired? Why am I angry? And then giving yourself the grace to say, just like you said, you can have a bad day, you can have a bad couple of days. It may be sometimes seasons are long that are hard, and you know this from your own experience, but just not giving up,
right? And trusting God's timing. Even if, I mean, I don't know what my future holds.
That's right.
But trusting that he holds the future, and I know that he has a plan for me.
Yeah.
It's far greater than, I mean, he gave me Wiley when I was like, what in the world is this? I wanted to question it so bad.
Yeah.
But you just truly have to trust that timing, and that is hard.
It's very hard. And again, whether you're 20 or 52 or I'm sure 99, the waiting and not knowing and not being in control is tricky, but we don't have the control. And I think if we can live in that space of, I'm not in control, but I know someone else is, and he's got my back. And even if times get really hard, I'm not by myself.
Right.
And he's put people around me to walk with me. That just gives you a lot of, takes the pressure off. And gives you space to hope. And you are just, I know this is what every old person tells every young person, you're just starting out. You got plenty of time. And you are just starting out. But I love that you're just spending time with Wiley, because that is your, honestly, the most important thing you could do, whether you don't have a house for 10 years. You're investing your time and efforts into your child, and that will not return. That's exactly what you should be doing. That will get you the best return for your time and money and all the sleepless nights and all the tears and the chicken you gotta cook.
Yes.
But just you're a very wise young lady, and I'm proud of you. So as you're raising Wiley, what do you have to be cautious, like, with your own immune system being around other kids, or him going? I know you stay home with him, I think. So how does that affect your immunity?
Well, I think if I were to send him to daycare, I would be way more cautious. But with me just staying home with him, that helps. I mean, I probably do things I shouldn't. Like, should he really be drinking after me if he has a cough? Probably not.
Right.
And like when he had COVID, should we have social distance? Yes. Did we? No, because that's not real life. Like, that's not practical.
Yeah, I didn't know he had COVID.
Oh, yeah, it was, I think, last year. I don't remember. Okay, but in that part of it,
yeah,
But, and so I do, like I said, an hour and a half of breathing treatments a day in 30-minute increments.
Yes.
But, like, that is normal to him. And when he was sick, like, holding a nebulizer cup in his mouth was normal. And he wants to do that because...
Because you're doing it. Right, and that's... Like, and it probably looks fun to him. Yeah.
Like, whoa, this is shaking you. I want it.
That's what I want to get in.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's normal to Wiley. That's his normal life. He doesn't know that people don't wear something that shakes him.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Well, he will be a very compassionate child.
I hope. I'm trying.
That's right. He's probably not going to be at 2.5, but it's okay. He's got time. What do you have any goals or dreams or plans that you want to pursue? Anything specific that you think you want to do, or are you still kind of figuring it out?
You know, I really don't know what I want to do with my life. I mean, hopefully one day, hopefully soon, I find a husband. But
are you dating anyone?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay. Viewing audience, if you have any grandchildren or sons, she is a catch. So husband.
Yeah, I don't know. In high school, I always joked that I wanted to be a trophy wife.
Yeah, that's good.
But I really don't know what I want to do. Right now, I'm just enjoying the journey that I'm on.
Yeah, that's good. Well, like I said, you're doing exactly what you should be doing. There's time for other things as you go. And the Lord will open the doors of opportunity for you to pursue. So if you were going to speak into somebody, a young girl or young boy who had just gotten maybe a diagnosis of, could be CF, could be anything. There's so many crazy things in our world today and situations that have health, impact our health. What advice would you, or what encouragement would you give somebody that's facing like a chronic illness?
I know that it's hard, and I know that some days you want to just lay in bed and feel sorry for yourself, but it gets better. Like, you may not see the light. There were times that I was like, I mean, I've missed stuff being in the hospital or whatever, but finding true friends that truly support you and care for you, that is a big thing. And finding something like, if for hospital stays, I always took my own sheets to make it feel more like home, or take something that makes you feel like home.
Yeah.
And know that you're not alone. It's easy to feel like, wow, no other 10-year-old is in the hospital when, like, you know, all your friends are playing baseball or whatever. It is easy to get down and feel sorry for yourself, but, you know, this is your story, and you're not in control of it, but at the same time, certain decisions you make, like, impact your life. So make the most of it, you know, whatever that may be. And don't compare yourself to others, because it's so easy to do when you're like, oh, they have abs and I have a feeding tube on my stomach. Don't compare yourself to others, even though it's the easiest thing in the world to do. And, like, I do it in Walmart, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so easy, but you just can't do that. And, you know, trust that God has a purpose for you, and he is the writer of your book. And he does not make mistakes, ever. Even if you're like, yeah, what in the world is going on here? Because I've wondered that so many times.
Yeah.
But
it's good.
And waiting it's hard, but it's so worth it.
Well, that's great advice. And I know that you've come to know those things by experience and by living them out. And I have great respect for you, as does our whole community, just because you are a bright light everywhere you go, and frankly, not everyone is.
That's true.
Quite frankly, there's a lot of people that aren't. So it's so refreshing to see you come in and be positive. And like, I love that you've acknowledged it's hard, and every day is not woohoo, right. Look at me, I'm great, I can be the poster child for this, and
right.
You know, we don't have to doll up the truth, but also there's a lot of good even mm-hmm. in the hard. What are some things that you have, are there any, like, what do you like to do for fun? What are some of your hobbies or things that you do just for kicks?
Well, I feel like since becoming a mom, that changed a yeah, lot.
Probably.
I'm a big fan of just relaxing. Like, that's my favorite thing yeah, to do.
After you have a kid, you're like, a 30-minute nap.
Yes. I'm a big fan of the beach. Laying okay. on the beach is just so peaceful. The best thing ever.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Have you? Oh, yeah. Did you take Wiley when y'all went to
yes.
the beach? Okay.
Yes, we all just got back from a cruise.
And did he love it?
Every day he woke up, he said, go home now.
Okay. So maybe next time you go on the cruise yes. and he stays home with Granny.
Yes.
We'll let her keep him. If you were going to talk to a parent of somebody, like we've talked about your mom, Amy, being just good yes. and loyal and faithful and not quitting. What would you advise parents who are dealing with a child or a teen that is, you know, having to do hospital stays and medical treatments? Do you have any advice for a parent or any advice that you, from a kid's perspective, that would be helpful?
I feel like I'm on the opposite side of that, but, and I mean, I have a kid, but he's perfectly
right.
healthy.
Yes.
I think just understanding a little bit, like, mm-hmm. I mean, yes, the parents are going through it too, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you're not on the sick side of it. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, you're not the one getting the IV pokes or mm-hmm. the whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So I think just understanding what they're even going through and, you know, maybe not having all your breakdowns in front of them because, and I know everyone breaks. And like
sure.
I said, it is so okay, but be that person for them, be mm-hmm. the strong person that they need mm-hmm. in that time.
Yeah, that's good advice. Sometimes as parents it's hard to be a parent, but I can't imagine in those situations, like
yeah. I don't know how my mom ever done it, honestly. Like, I mean, Wiley's had to get his finger poked for like routine labs and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm falling yes. apart. And I mean, my mom has watched mm-hmm. so much. She's,
yeah, 20 years yeah. of things.
She's literally like, I don't know, she's a superhero. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
She
how.
Is a superhero. Yes, she is. I agree. Well, that is all. Thanks for sharing, because I do think as parents, sometimes we lose. We need to know. It's hard to put yourself in the other person's
right.
position and vice versa.
I was about to say, like, I can't, I mean, I was... My mom basically catered to my every need when mm-hmm. I was in the hospital. I can't
yeah.
imagine the exhaustion and the trials that she went through, but she never, like, I never knew. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. Do you, are there, I am assuming that there's still ongoing research into CF. Are there new treatments available that were not available when you were young that
yeah,
you know
so
of?
Yeah, so I'm actually on a medication right now called Trikafta,
mm-hmm.
and to tell you the truth, I couldn't tell you all about it, but I know that it's like the great, like the greatest thing
okay.
for it right now.
Okay.
And this is the third, like, medication of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the third step,
like,
I guess
okay.
you would
yeah.
say. And I've been blessed to have been on all three of them.
Okay.
And I think that that is what has maintained my lung function.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my lung function is not great. I think it's like 36, honestly.
Really?
But, like, that's my normal, you know,
mm-hmm.
like.
Sure.
This is when I feel my best. Like, a normal person
mm-hmm.
probably feel like they're dying.
Yeah.
That might be an
yeah.
exaggeration, but,
no,
like,
it's
it would
probably
be
not an exaggeration, yeah.
So, and that is another thing, like, the survivor's guilt. Morgan never was given the opportunity to take these medications,
mm-hmm.
and here they are for me, and that's what's kept me so healthy,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yeah.
Anyway, that and all the prayers.
Yeah.
Probably the prayers the most, for sure.
Yeah, well, for sure. And, you know, but you're so thankful for medicine that yes. is available. And
yes, Trikafta has, like, I think that that's truly what's kept me off.
Can you tell, like, when you started taking it, could you tell?
Yeah.
That it was helping?
So the first one was called Orkambi, and I really can't remember what my lung function was when I started that, but weight gain is what I've seen the most in that.
Okay.
And lung function and weight gain kind of go hand in hand. Okay. Like, when my weight is up, my lung function is going to be up.
Really?
But when my weight is down, there's nothing else, like, for these bugs to attack. So it's going to be my lungs, and okay. I'm going to go, like, my health is going to go down super okay. fast.
Okay.
And then there was, I don't even remember what the second one was called, honestly. Yeah, I don't
well,
know.
Well, it doesn't matter, but I yeah. was just curious if you could tell, like,
yes,
being
for
a
sure.
being a teen and now an adult, you're more aware of your body.
Yeah.
And so it's good if you can you, yeah, I'm sure you can kind of read.
Yes, and there are still some days in, like, the cold weather is the hardest.
Okay.
So sometimes in the cold, you'll see me out with oxygen, mm-hmm. and that's just because,
okay.
like, the cold air is harder on my lungs.
Yeah.
So, and that is not fun either, but.
So she needs to move to the beach.
And yes. yes, I need to stay in the water, warm.
Is the beach a good, can you breathe more easily
yeah,
at
so
the beach?
Yeah. So okay. one of my breathing treatments is actually called hypertonic saline, and it's
okay.
salt water.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, makes me cough, and mm-hmm. I, like, cough up something mucus
right.
in my lungs. So when I'm at the beach, I'm like, oh, this is heaven. It's like a hypertonic
all
the time.
That's right. Yes. I feel like this is my place.
Yes.
That's good.
And I've begged my dad. I'm like, I wish he'd move to Florida.
That's right.
But I guess it's not in the cards right now.
Not in the cards yet, but you never know. We can still be working on it.
Yes.
Wiley will be old enough to ask too shortly.
Yes.
And when the grandkids ask, it will be.
Yeah, you know about that.
It'll be answered. That's right. I know, yes. If B asks to move to the beach, we're packing tomorrow. That's right. We might be homeless, but we'll go to the beach.
Sydney better start working on her same beach.
Yes, she better.
Her next word.
That's right. That is the truth. Okay, well, we've talked about, I'm trying to think if there's anything that we were going to talk about that we haven't, or is there anything that you want to say? It could be about anything. It doesn't have to be even about anything we've talked about that you want to share.
I really don't think so. I've been trying to think, too.
Okay, I'm like, I know we've hit the topics that we
yes
that we pretty much wanted to hit, but I just want to tell you thank you from someone who has watched from a distance and seen you are a trooper, and I'm not just saying that to just say, oh, yay, Chloe's awesome. You have lived your life very well and very bravely, and you are kind and funny and driven and with the perfect amount of sass and spunk. We don't want you to not have any of that, but I just really admire you and thank you for sharing, because we did talk earlier about everyone we know has stuff going mm-hmm. on, whether it be a chronic disease or a financial issue or just an emotional or mental issue or just tough times in their family or mm-hmm. literally a million different things, ways that people suffer. And I just appreciate you sharing what's gotten you through and being a light to those people around you and being an advocate for things like organ donation, because that does matter. And we don't always think about that,
right.
But it is very important. And if you're watching or listening, go to the TAG agency, I
yes.
think. And that's literally
yes.
how
or
you
do
it.
You can go to like lifeshare.org, I think
okay.
it is, and sign up there.
Lifeshare.org and sign up and do that, because you never know whose
yeah,
life
I mean,
you might
could
be saving.
You could be in that position one day.
And you surely could.
Yeah.
Well, we are excited to see where your future takes you and to watch Wiley Jack grow up. And no telling what you're going to take on. I'm trying to talk her into her own podcast, TikTok account, something. She's a natural camera celebrity, so
I guess we'll see how this goes.
We'll see how this goes. That's right. So everyone get on social media and pester her to get her computer out and get busy.
That's what you done to get me sitting here today.
That's right. It was a trick. No, but thank you for coming on, and we wish you the best, and I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
If you like what you heard, please like, follow, and hit subscribe to keep up with all future episodes. We'd also love for you to leave us a 5-star review. That wraps it up for today's Marcy in the Middle. And remember, whatever you're in the middle of, you're not alone. We'll see you next time.